If the Keystone XL pipeline is constructed, workers will stay in 10 camps as they move through Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska. Pipeline opponents have shared concerns about the potential for workers to commit crimes, especially against women. At Water Management Board hearings on Thursday, December 19th, a project supervisor explained how TC Energy contractors keep control over their employees. Greg Tenser is the project execution manager for the Keystone XL pipeline. He says although women have made strides in construction, men will dominate this pipeline workforce. Tenser says 8 of the camps, 4 in Montana and 4 in South Dakota, could hold up to 1,200 workers at a time. Yankton Sioux Tribe lawyer Jennifer Baker asked Tenser if drug use increases in the area of the work camps, and he replies the controls are tight.
Because we're DOT regulated, our personnel are drug tested before they come on to the project, and then they're randomly drug tested throughout the project.
Baker then asks about a common concern that women might be victims where large numbers of men gather.
Are you aware that human trafficking is a problem in areas that have man camps?
I've heard about it up in North Dakota where they have more the oil field type setup for the camps.
Tenser works for one of the many contractors TC employs, and he says contractors also hire the laborers. Baker expresses concern that TC Energy won't be accountable for workers' behavior. Tenser replies that workers answer to contractors, but contractors answer to TC. He explains some of the safety measures.
Everybody must have a badge in order to be on the camp, and they must go through a card reader at the gate with the security guard before they come on site and when they leave site.
Tenser says no visitors are allowed in the camps unless they're vetted by camp security.
Is it possible that any of the workers will be sex offenders, registered sex offenders? Does the background check cover that and preclude them from working?
That would be part of the background check.
Okay, so convicted sex offenders are not permitted to work on the pipeline, is that right?
Yes.
Tenser says TC hopes to start construction in March, and worker camps won't go up until then. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.